Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer can, I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La la la, la 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 la. La la la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance da da da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings a chucharilla. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La la la, la 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 la. La la la, la 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 la. Hey, Dominic, what a la da.
Good evening, Saints. Good evening. And welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Moses Henry Jones. Well, for the last couple of broadcasts, I have been basically shadow boxing because Mr. Bradley Knight, who his mother claims is a phenom, won't call the show. The number here for Mr. Bradley Knight, in case he sowed a seed and, you know, he got his breakthrough, just in case he grew a spine and a brain, the number here is area code 516-418-5978. If you recall, someone last week dialed into the broadcast with a 612 area code, and I immediately jumped on it. Thinking and hoping and praying that it would be Mr. Bradley Knight. But it wasn't him. It wasn't him. So we're continuing our series with this topic of Paula White calling her son a phenom. And in other words, Paula White wants us to think that her son is something special, that he is a special pulpiteer, that he is a special theologian, that he is a special orator. What Paula White failed to tell us was that her son, Bradley Knight, is what they call special ed special. That's what she forgot to tell us. But we've been breaking this down. And this is the fifth show. And, of course, the first show was an introduction. Then in my second show, I detailed how Bradley, had he been a phenom, he should have rebuked his mother for being a pulpit floozy. Then in the third show, I said if Bradley was a phenom, he should have rebuked his mother for being a serial fleecer. Then in the fourth show, I talked about how Bradley Knight should have rebuked his mother if he was a phenom for being a certified heretic. So that's where we left it off. Paula White being a certified heretic, and that's exactly what we have to call her. That's exactly what we have to call her if indeed, my dear brothers and sisters, Bradley Knight is a phenom. Now, I want to play this audio again. While Bradley builds up the courage to call the show, I want to play this audio where Paula White calls her son a phenom. He's something really, 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 really something special. And here is Paula White. She's at some church. She's spinning a yarn at some church. And let me pull this up for you. Let me put this on pause. Let me bring it right over here. And here she is. I don't want to play the whole thing, but I want to bring you up to speed where she's talking about her son Bradley, and she's just telling the way everywhere Paula goes. Everywhere she goes, she's telling people her son is a phenom. He's one of the leading voices in the church today. He's really, really, really a special kid. Well, let's listen. Let's see what Paula has to say. We want to use Paula's own words here.
I was sitting telling the girls today, say, my son, who unlike your sons, he went into a very dark area. But my son today is one of the most profound, powerful preachers.
Again, her son today is one of the most profound and powerful preachers. I got an email from a friend of mine today knowing that I was going to be doing the show, and this person emailed me a sermon by Bradley Knight entitled The Grace of God and the Woman Caught in Adultery. Just 2 or 3 hours before the show started, I got this audio, and the person who sent it to me said, this guy is so boring. Boring. And I'll add, not only is he boring, he's stupid. He's moronic. He's an ignoramus. He's a chip off the old block. Because like I've said before, when it comes to Bradley Knight, the retarded apple doesn't fall too far from the retarded tree. And if that pulpit retard doesn't know how to dial the number, he can get his wife, Rachel, to dial the number. The number here is 516-418-5978. And this is called contending for the faith. That's what it's called. It's not called hugging and kissing in Jesus' name. That's not what it's called. It's called contending for the faith. And I like the word retard. By the way, you can find the word retard in the Oxford Dictionary. The word retard can be found in the Queen's English. It's a great word. It was great when I was a kid. It was great. It was a great word when we were in elementary school, and I would turn to my fellow student and say, you're a retard, and he would say to me, and you're a double retard. Back in the day where there were bullies and you just pushed back. Now we have these safe spaces where you can go and cry and meditate and hum your way into peace and tranquility. Well, in my day, we didn't have that. In my day, you rubbed somebody the wrong way, and in the classroom, they told you in front of the other students, I'll see you at the schoolyard at 3 o'clock. And everybody go, ooh, fight, 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 fight. And that's what it was. And that when you, listen, when I do a show on you, it's a fight. And if you don't like it, man up, get a spine. And by the way, you know, I keep telling you that Bradley Knight is a jackass. He's a jackass. In fact, he's a male jackass. He's a man. Do you know what they do to little male jackasses out in the wild? You know what they do to little male jackasses? And this is what his mother's done to him. Basically, his mother has emasculated little Bradley. His mother controls little Bradley, believe it or not. His mother, who claims to be the apostle of the church, Bradley can't do anything without his mama's permission, called emasculation. And you can research this for yourself. Out in the wild, when there's a flock or a herd of donkeys, you know what they do to the little baby donkeys? You know what they do? So that this way, when the little baby donkey grows into manhood, he doesn't challenge the alpha donkey in the pack. You know what what they do to the little donkeys? They go right to their scrotum, and they chew off their testicles. And again, this is a Christian show, but I'm just trying. Listen, that's what they do. The male alpha donkey goes and looks. He looks at the herd, and wherever he sees a little male donkey that is going to rival his supremacy in the future, you know what they do? Now this is in the wild. That male donkey who rules the herd goes to those little male donkeys and chews off their testicles. That's right, in cold blood. There's no anesthesia. No. They just reach under and take a good yank, and there goes the little testicles. They're gone. And since there is no male alpha in Paula White's church, it's Paula White who does this to the males. It's Paula White. And that's what she's done to Bradley. This is why when you look at Bradley, he's got a wife and kids, but the next day he's wearing a ponytail. See, Bradley's wearing a ponytail, and he's so submissive. Oh, mother. He sounds like Norman Bates. Oh, mother. Oh, mother, what did you do now? Oh, mother. So here is Paula White. Here is Paula White talking about her son, bragging about her son, and her son is a nobody. Okay, this is all lies. Just like she's a complete lie. Paula White herself is a complete lie. Paula White is plastic. She's a fake. Okay? All right. So here she is again talking about how wonderful her son Bradley is.
What comes out of me is a result of what is going into me. Proverbs 13:20. I was sitting telling the girls today, say, my son, who unlike your sons, he went into a very dark area. But my son today is one of the most profound, powerful preachers. Profound revelation, like unbelievably.
Wow. Not according to my friend. My friend said, wow, this guy is stupid. You were right. I was listening to his sermon. He's stupid. This is boring. It's not just me, friends. It's everybody who listens to Bradley Knight says he's just like his mother. He talks in circles. You don't know what he's talking about. He goes around and around, and he never makes a point. He tries to be so philosophical. He tries to be so theological. He tries to be so academic. And he's like the scarecrow. If I only had a brain. But here's Paula White bragging about her son, telling the girls. Oh, I was just telling the girls. I was just, whoever would listen to me hee-haw, whoever would listen to my braying, I was just telling them how special my son Bradley is.
Out of me is a result of what is going into me. Proverbs 13:20. I was sitting telling the girls today, say, my son, who unlike your sons, he went into a very dark area. But my son.
Now, why did her son, unlike the women he's talking to, why did her son go into a dark place? Well, the reason why is because his mother's a floozy. And I can tell you, saints, I can tell you from pastoring for so many years, whenever a son, whenever a boy has a mother who's loose and wild, that will trouble him all his life. That'll haunt him all his life. When he knows that his mother has gotten to the top of the corporate ladder by being a floozy, that haunts any son. Any son. And that's why her son no doubt became a crackhead. No doubt her son became an atheist. Not because he didn't believe in God, because his mother turned him off to God. But then once he got a taste of the money, once he got a taste of the lavish lifestyle, he said, let me ride this. Let me just ride this wave of millions of dollars. Let me keep my mouth shut. Let me ride this so that I can inherit this thing from this Jezebel. Because Bradley knows deep down in his heart his mother's a Jezebel. So here she is. She's promoting her son. Oh, he's so special. But he went to a dark place. And, oh, the devil must have taken him there. No, a she-devil took him there. And you, Paula White, are the she-devil. You're the she-devil that took him there.
Me as a result of what is going into me. Proverbs 13:20. I was sitting telling the girls today, say, my son, who unlike your sons, he went into a very dark area. But my son today is one of the most profound, powerful preachers. Profound revelation, like
he's profound. He's a profound preacher. He gets revelation in basilic. He's a dunce in a pulpit. That's what he is. He's a jester. He's a clown. He's not a profound speaker. He doesn't get revelation. Weird teachings are not revelation. They're not.
Pastors the church, moves in the supernatural.
He passes a church, and when you watch him, he's hardly ever there. So I don't know how he can pastor a church. And when he shows up, he's all dirty, grungy looking, greasy hair, ponytail, sneakers, looks like a bum who walked off the street. He passes a church. He moves in the supernatural. Oh, you mean when he took his hand and he put it in toilet water, and then he said, look, I put my hand in this baptismal water, this toilet water here, and then I put it on my genitals, and I said, Nicholas, come forth. Yeah, that's moving in the supernatural. That's what you call moving in the supernatural? When he claims, and God gave me this command, God gave me this prophetic order to put my hand in this dirty baptism, because he was baptizing a bunch of children in a cauldron, if you will, a cauldron of all things, a witch's cauldron. He was baptizing, he was dunking little kids in there with diapers. With diapers that had poop, no doubt. With diapers that had urine, no doubt. And parents are allowing this buffoon to put their babies in that cauldron, dunk them in the cauldron. And then after he had dunked all those children in that cauldron, you can imagine the amount of coronavirus that was in that cauldron. Then he says, look, saints, the Lord told me to put my hand in this water, just like this. And then he said, and then the Lord told me to put it on my private parts. And when I did that, I said, Nicholas, come forth. And my son Nicholas magically appeared. I kid you not. I'm going to play the audio next week. That's moving in the spirit? That's moving in the spirit? I don't think so.
Jeez, I mean, just, it's a phenom. But for 9 years of his life.
Oh, he's a phenom. What's a phenom? A phenom is a very special person. A phenom is a wonder, a boy wonder, if you will. A phenom is what we call Einstein. That's a phenom. Someone remarkable. Someone out of this world. Someone who just blows our minds. Well, he does blow our mind, but it's in the opposite direction. He blows our mind because we never thought that someone could be as stupid as Paula White, but we were wrong. Her son is just as stupid as she is. That's why we're stunned. That's why we're blown away. Yeah, he's a phenom in a negative sense. He's phenomenally stupid. Like I said to you before, the same way the Lord Jesus recruited a donkey, a female donkey, and her male baby donkey to help him in his triumphal entry, Satan has done the same thing. Satan has made his triumphal entry into the church riding on top of Paula and alongside of his mother, where the devil is riding, is Bradley Knight. That's who's there. So, again, we're not shocked. We're not surprised because the devil, what does he do? Does the devil create anything? No. The devil mimics God. So the same way Satan used a Jenny, which is a female donkey, and a little baby donkey, a male donkey, for his triumphal entry, Satan has done the same thing to make his triumphal entry into the church and into the White House. To the White House. Now, Balaam rode a donkey, but Balaam's donkey was phenomenal in that Balaam's donkey spoke because he was under the power of God. And Balaam's donkey not only spoke, but Balaam's donkey in speaking rebuked the prophet. So if Bradley was really a phenom, he should have rebuked his mother the same way the donkey rebuked the false prophet in 2 Peter 2:15 and 16. But that hasn't happened. Bradley has rebuked no one. And will rebuke no one because Bradley has found out that if he keeps his mouth shut, he'll inherit all his mother's money, which is all dirty money, by the way. Every penny Paula White has gotten is just dirty money. We know that. It's called, the Bible calls that filthy lucre. And that's how his mother got her money. Now, in the last show we looked at, Bradley talks about how people call his mother a heretic. Let's listen to this, because that's where we left off.
It's interesting, right? So you have all these technicalities and traditions that become very, very technical, very, very technical, very, very literal, in an effort not to offend God and his law, moving entirely away from the heart of it, moving entirely away from the purpose of it, and getting into the technicalities of it. And like all technicalities, you can use them for good or you can use them for bad. You can, like a lawyer, try to get somebody off and be merciful, or you can try to put them to death. And in this case, the Pharisees are trying to put Jesus to death. Not because I think they really care that somebody picked up a pallet, but because they found a way to kill him. They cared more about what he was doing and how he was disrupting their system. So we see that the Sabbath is important. Like, we don't really process or understand it the way that they did. But Jesus instructed this man to do something that the Bible said not to do. Jeremiah 17:21 and 22 says not to do this. In technicalities and trying to manipulate a system to get God's results in our life in a certain way. God says, I don't want you to give this way to get this thing, give that way to get that thing. I don't want you. I have people come up to me and ask me these questions. I know they're real. If I say to this specific prayer, will this break this curse? If I say, if I give this specific offering, will this deliver me and my family? God said to give. God said to pray. He didn't build a system of technicalities. He's not waiting for you to say the right words in order to deliver your family. God is not a God that needs incantations. He's a God that needs obedience. God is not waiting to find the right offering to deliver you from poverty. God is not a God that wants you to guess which offering is going to get you out of the situation. He's a God that wants you to give because he's a good God. And he's a God that will bless. And he's a God that every opportunity you get, you should be trying to give. He's a God that wants you to give to the poor. He's a God that wants you to give to your leaders. He's a God that wants you to give an every offering because he's a God that understands that he will pour himself out to you and you will pour yourself out to him. And this is reciprocating love that goes back and forth, that is not based on technicality, but it's based on passion and heart and grace and freedom. There's countless examples. You believe this specific doctrinal thing. You're qualified. You're disqualified. How many times has mom been called a heretic?
How many times has my mom been called a heretic? How many times? Well, a million? Am I shortchanging her? A million? I would say about a million. I would say easy a million. Because if a million people have watched her raise offerings, like the first fruits offerings, we know that's heretical. We know the Passover offering is heretical. We know the Day of Atonement, where she says, oh, if you don't give the Day of Atonement offering, oh, the devil's going to get you. We know that his mother used scaremongering tactics to get people to give. That's heretical. That's heretical. How many times, she says, how many times has mama been called a heretic? I'm shortchanging her when I say a million times. It's been more than that. Here he is again.
God, I want you to guess which offering is going to get you out of the situation. He's a God that wants you to give because he's a good God. And he's a God that will bless. And he's a God that every opportunity you get, you should be trying to give. He's a God that wants you to give to the poor. He's a God that wants you to give to your leaders. He's a God that wants you to give an every offering because he's a God that understands that he will pour himself out to you and you will pour yourself out to him. And this is reciprocating love that goes back and forth, that is not based on technicality, but it's based on passion and heart and grace and freedom.
No, it's giving is based on truth. On truth. And every offering your mother has collected, like the recent one that she collected at Maldonado's church, where she told the people that God told her while she was in the green room, God told her that there was 1,000 people that were to give $1,000. That's not God. That's heresy. That's heresy. I'm sorry.
There's countless examples. You believe this specific doctrinal thing, then you're qualified. If you don't, you're disqualified. How many times has mom been called a heretic? What, that woman loves Jesus.
Oh, sure, she loves Jesus. Sure, sure, she loves Jesus. Sure. Then if she loves Jesus, why would she tell the servants of Christ to commit fornication? That's not loving Jesus. Jesus says to the woman called Jezebel in Revelation chapter 2, he says, I'm mad at that woman. She has seduced my servants to commit fornication. She loves Jesus? No, Bradley, you're wrong. No, no, little donkey. No, little hee-haw. You're wrong. She doesn't love Jesus. No way. Not when she seduces his servants to engage in immorality. No, no, she doesn't love Jesus. No, no, no. Stop lying to yourself, little Bradley. Stop lying to yourself, little Mr. Emasculated Little Donkey. Stop lying to yourself.
How many times have I been called a heretic? A little bit of people know me.
He goes, she's not perfect. Oh, yes, she is. She's a perfect heretic. She's always wrong. She's always twisting the Bible. She's always asking for money. She's always saying that the Holy Spirit told her. Oh, yes, Bradley. She's always perfect. Perfectly wrong. Perfectly deceived. Perfectly given over to a reprobate mind. Oh, she's perfect, all right. And you, too, are being called. The little that people know me, they're starting to call me a heretic. Well, sure, because like the donkey in Matthew 21, the little baby donkey that was following its mama when Jesus was riding in to Jerusalem, the same way that donkey was following its mama, you are following your mama while Satan rides her. Sure, you're a heretic. Your mama's a heretic. You're a heretic. Here's another little clip. This is Paula White. She is being interviewed by Aaron Burnett. And I want to play this little clip here where Aaron Burnett says, you know, they said you're a heretic, Paula. What do you say to that? Paula, what do you say to that? People say you're a false teacher. So here's the clip. Here's the clip, saints. Now, Paula never answers the question. She never answers the question. She starts to go down a rabbit hole. She changes direction and never answers the question. Here she is. And she's so calm, and she, Paula White here is just so, she's just so, so cavalier about it. Listen to this.
Some of your longtime critics have come out. They have criticized you again about your – now you have this prominent role. In a Washington Post op-ed a couple days ago, Michael Horton, who's a theology professor, wrote this
– Michael Horton, who's a theology professor. This is a real theology professor at a real school, not a make-believe school like the one Paula White has. Not a make-believe school, but this is a real theology professor. A real one who knows what he's really talking about. Listen to what Aaron Burnett says he claims about Paula.
Some of your longtime critics have come out. They have criticized you again about your – now you have this prominent role. In a Washington Post op-ed a couple days ago, Michael Horton, who's a theology professor, wrote this about you. Televangelist White has a lot in common with Trump. Both are in their third marriage and have endured decades of moral and financial scandal. What's your response?
Now, he happens to be a theology professor from the Westminster Seminary. Not the one in Philadelphia. Which is a grand seminary. No. It's not Westminster Seminary in Philadelphia. Which, boy, when I was a young man, I just didn't have the money to go. I really wanted to go to Westminster. Westminster was my first choice. My first choice. I just didn't have the money to go. But it was my first choice. This is Westminster Seminary. They have a West Coast branch of Westminster Seminary. The one in Philadelphia is the East Coast. This is the West Coast branch in California. This is where Michael Horton teaches. And listen, you got to know what you got to know if you're teaching for Westminster Seminary. The school is no joke. No joke.
This has just been absolutely amazing because not only have they said things about my personal life, but the greatest one to me was that I denied the Trinity.
Well, he never said that. You see, you were asked a question. And she asked you about this professor, which you never answered. He said nothing about the Trinity. Let's go back. And see what this guy said. Let's go back to Aaron Burnett is reading what he said. And then you'll see that Paula White goes off into something else.
Days ago, Michael Horton, who's a theology professor, wrote this about you. Televangelist White has a lot in common with Trump. Both are in their third marriage and have endured decades of moral and financial scandal.
Both are in their third marriage. And have endured decades of moral and financial scandal. Now, is there anything in there about the Trinity? No. He's talking about marriage. He's talking about morals. He's talking about finances. Mentioned, said nothing about the Trinity. This moron of a woman knows that she's up to her neck in doo-doo, and so now she has to scramble and start talking about the Trinity.
What's your response? Well, my response was, this has just been absolutely amazing, because not only have they said things about my personal life, but the greatest...
Well, yeah, you have three marriages. Address that for us. Can you address that? They said things about my personal life. Well, address it. He said you're on your third marriage. Can you address that? No, they just talked about my personal life. And then listen to this beauty.
One to me was that I denied the Trinity. You know, I mean, that's right.
That's
absolutely
absurd to me.
When did Michael Horton say that? Not in that piece. He didn't say that in that piece. Answer the man's question.
Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, I always have been. It's my mission statement right on everything. I mean, there is...
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy... Is your mission statement? That's your mission statement? What are you talking about? I mean, she just said a big hee-haw right there. I mean, she just brayed. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is your mission statement? Isn't your mission statement something that you're supposed to do, not what someone is? God is triune. God is manifested in three persons. God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about what God is. You said, that's my mission statement. No, that's a statement of faith. That's not a mission. A mission statement is what you do, what your ministry intends to do. That's a mission statement. She's clueless. And so is her son, Bradley. He's just as stupid as his donkey mother.
Jesus Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, I always have been. It's my mission statement right on everything. I mean, there is absolutely no denial of the Trinity when you look at the things that they want to bring up. There's absolute absurdity to a lot of it. Let's go back.
There's absolute absurdity to three marriages? There's absurdity to financial scandals? There's absurdity to you being caught with Benny Hinn by the National Enquirer, and pictures don't lie, Paula. Pictures don't lie.
Even if we go, people say Senate investigation. It was an inquiry.
Into the financial, right.
Yeah, it was an inquiry. The inquiry was...
No, it was more than an inquiry. It was more than that. And even, listen, saints, listen to me. This woman is so financially stupid that even when she has a sweet deal, like running a business, and because that's what a church is. A church is a business that doesn't pay taxes. Most businesses pay taxes and stay afloat. This woman is so stupid when the government allowed her to run a business and pay no taxes, she still went under. That's a financial scandal. That's a financial scandal. But as you can see, Miss Erin there, this is just a fluff interview. Because she's not being pressed on any of this nonsense. Because I would have said, wait a minute. Are you married three times? What does the Bible say about a preacher being married three times? But again, this is CNN. It's a fluff interview. No one's going to press her. And even with that, she has a look of amazement upon her face like a deer in headlights. Or let's put it this way, a donkey in headlights.
Absurd to me. Jesus Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, I always have been. It's my mission statement right on everything. I mean, there is absolutely no denial.
At this point, Erin says, I don't know what this lady's talking about. what does she mean by mission statement? What is she talking about? What is she saying?
The Trinity, when you look at the things that they want to bring up, there's absolute absurdity to a lot of it. Let's go back. Even if we go, people say Senate investigation. It was an inquiry.
Into the financial, right.
Yeah, it was an inquiry. The inquiry was found to have no wrongdoing. If they say she's filed bankruptcy, I've never filed bankruptcy. I had resigned without walls. I've had absolutely no part. Yes, I have been through a divorce. Yes, I've gone through things. I believe that marriage is an absolute sacred institution of God. We went through therapy for many years, believed God, stood with God. It was one of the things.
While she's going through therapy, at the same time, the Holy Spirit is telling her, I want you to tell the people that they need to give $1,000. While she's going through, don't you think that the Holy Spirit would have said, wait a minute, Paula, Let me tell you what you need to hear at therapy. Let me be the therapist. Let me help you, Paula, because you're pretty crazy. No, while she's in therapy, while she's sitting on the couch, while she is undergoing counseling, and I'm using that in air quotes, while she's there, she gets up, runs to church, and then hears the Holy Spirit tell her to start fleecing people. Does that make sense, saints? Does that make sense? No, it doesn't. Con woman. And Bradley Knight is a con man in the making.
He would have said, you know, 20 years prior, you're going to go through this. I never would have wanted it, desired it, but I did. And these are things that happen in life, but that didn't mean, I always say, hey, God knew everything I would go through before I ever went through it. And so walking through things, somebody once said, they labeled me muddy authenticity. I said, yes, I had mud on me. I go, some of it was thrown on me, some of it I fell down, but thank God for the grace of God.
Okay, let's read about mud. Let's read. 2 Peter describes false teachers this way. When referring to the male false prophet, he says this: but it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog, the male dog, is turned to his, notice, the masculine pronoun his. And it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again. Notice his masculine pronoun, his, right? A personal pronoun, his masculine, not her vomit. The dog hasn't turned to her vomit. No, this is referring to the male false prophet. Now, when it comes to the female, check this out. Peter goes on to say, and the sow, which is a female pig, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing, not his wallowing. So notice, again, the feminine personal pronoun, her, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Yes, indeed. Paula White's got a lot of dirt on her, a lot of mud. She is muddy authenticity. She's a sow extraordinaire. I didn't call her muddy authenticity. She called herself muddy authenticity, and here it is.
Somebody once said, they labeled me muddy authenticity. I said, yes, I had mud on me. I go, some of it was thrown on me, some of it I fell down.
No. Nobody threw any mud at you. No, and you didn't fall down. You jumped head first into the mud. That's what you did. You jumped head first. You are muddy authenticity. And she's a heretic. Now, did you consider her demeanor, how nice she was? Did you see how nice she was when she was talking to Aaron? She was so nice. Now, in addressing Michael Horton, when she got back to her church, now she wasn't so nice. Now Paula is not so nice. Now she's challenging Michael Horton. She won't call out his name. She won't mention his name. But look how big and bad. Look how Jezebelic, how boastful Paula White sounds. Okay, here she is. Listen to this. Now, this is not in front of the cameras. This is not on CNN. Paula White had an opportunity to say, you know, I challenge Michael Horton to a debate. Right here on national television, this man has called me immoral. He has called me a con woman. He has called me a heretic. Okay, I challenge him. You, Aaron, are hearing it here first. You bring this up on your interview of me. I want to challenge Michael Horton to a public debate. Did Paula White do that? No. She ran down a rabbit hole. Now listen to her at her church, where nobody listens. Obviously, Michael Horton's not listening. No one else, none of the viewers of CNN are listening. Paula has horrible ratings at her church. She's got no church members. The people have fled her church. The place is practically empty. And here she is in an empty church talking big and bad. Here she is.
To think about this, moving out to turn the temple of God, what he was dealing with, and I'm going somewhere. He was dealing with sectarianism. He was dealing with, listen, you want to know what destroys? Because there's not 10 brides. There's not 50 brides. Well, I'm going to go real, listen, you guys know I'm so bold, I'll go out there right now.
Yeah, but you weren't bold on CNN when Aaron Burnett was talking to you. You were so chipper and so nice, and you were so apologetic, and you were so, you know, calm and collected. But now you want to be all bold. Now you want to be Jezebel. Now you want to go. You want to tie your hair up in a ponytail, and you want to put Vaseline on your face, and you just want to jump in there and start fighting. Now. When you got an audience of 10 people, now you're big and bad. Now she wants to challenge Michael Horton.
He was dealing with sectarianism. He was dealing with, listen, you want to know what destroys? Because there's not 10 brides. There's not 50 brides. Well, I'm going to go, listen, you guys know I'm so bold, I'll go out there right now. There's a man, he's a theologian for the largest denomination in America today. He called me a heretic.
Yeah, so, okay, so why didn't you challenge him on national television? Nobody's watching your church. Nobody cares to watch. You're a heretic. And she knows nobody's watching, so among 10 to 15 people, now she's Muhammad Ali. Now she wants to take on any contender. Now, when nobody's listening, she wants to sound like the champion of the world. I take on all contenders. Well, why didn't you take the opportunity, say, listen, Michael Horton has said this about me. The best way to clarify it is if we can have a national debate. Aaron, do you think that would CNN be interested in hosting this national debate between me and Mr. Horton, the theologian, the pastor versus the theologian? Do you think, Mr. Horton, you think you can get him on? I'm sure. And listen, Mr. Horton would have signed up yesterday. He was like, I'll be there. But now when nobody's listening, and nobody's watching, and nobody cares, Paula White is all, she's all nasty now. Now, you know who I am. You know how I get down. You know how I can fight. You know, but there's nobody there. Nobody's listening to you.
Well, I'm going to go real, listen, you guys know I'm so bold, I'll go out there right now. There's a man, he's a theologian for the largest denomination in America today. He called me a heretic. That's serious accusation.
I call you a heretic. You haven't said anything about it. Our brother Elijah Coles, who wrote the book, First Fruit She-Wolf, First Fruits Fleecer, he sent you copies of the book. You got copies of the book. He challenged you to a debate. Where were you then? Where was Paula White then? Why wasn't she big and bad then? She was willing to fight Reva Timms. She said to Reva Timms, I came out of my mama's womb fighting. Why won't she fight this theologian? Because she knows that he would mop the floor with her. Why wouldn't she debate Elijah Coles? Because Elijah Coles would mop the floor with her. Why won't she debate me? Why is it that her son Bradley has failed to call this broadcast, even though every day I give out the number, area code 516-418-5978. Bradley, have you grown a spine yet? Have you grown a spine? And yet now she wants to take on Michael Horton. Take him on. But the time for her to take him on was on the broadcast when it was presented to her what he said about her. She should have said, you know, this is something we need to debate. He has defamed me. He said this horrible thing about me, and I want to set the record straight. So can you get this guy to a debate. And I'm sure that Erin Burnett would have accommodated her and CNN would have accommodated her. But that's not what Paula said. Paula said, she basically said what Mr. Horton said. Mr. Horton says she's immoral. She's an immoral person. She's lived an immoral lifestyle. She's basically confirmed what Mr. Horton said. She said, they call me muddy authenticity. That's right. I got mud all over me. Some mud has been thrown on me. Some mud I got when I fell down. Falling down and jumping in it is two different things. And this woman loves mud. She loves mud. And mire is more than mud. Mire is urine. Mire is excrement and dirt. That's what mire is. You know when you have a pig pen? You know when you have a pig pen and the pigs just are playing with the mud? But right there in the pig pen, they urinate. Right there in the pig pen, they defecate. And with their feet, they're mashing that all as they run back and forth in that pig pen. And they just mash it with their feet. They mash the urine together with the dirt, with the fecal matter. They mash it, and then they roll in it. That's Paula White. She just loves to roll in it. They wallow in the mire. They just love the smell of pee-pee and poo-poo and mud. All mixed up, all rolled up into one. That's Paula White. Muddy authenticity.
The Trinity. Just to put on record, I believe in God the Father, God the Son, God.
Now, listen to what she said. Mr. Horton said nothing about the Trinity. Again, she's lying. Listen to this.
50 brides. Well, I'm going to go real. Listen, you guys know I'm so bold, I'll go out there right now. There's a man, he's a theologian for the largest denomination in America today. He called me a heretic. That's a serious accusation. That's to say I deny the Trinity.
When did he say that? When did Mr. Horton say that she denied the Trinity? He never said it. You go back and listen to Erin Burnett. You listen to the two-minute clip. He never said that she denied the Trinity. She's making that up. She's making that up.
And I believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the Trinity. You know what I said? I said, there's not a lot of churches. There's one church. I said, bring me before the whole church.
When did she say that? I didn't hear that in that two-minute piece. When did she say that there was one church? Bring me before the whole church. When did she say that? She could have brought herself before the whole church, and she could have brought Mr. Horton before the whole church had she challenged him to a debate. Mr. Horton, you have insulted me. I challenge you to a debate. She didn't do that. Now she wants to go before the whole church. Now she wants to go before the cat got her tongue. Before she was humming. Before she was trying to figure out what she can say. Now that nobody's listening, now that she's got an audience of 15 people, that's her entire viewership, now she's all big and bad. Big and bad.
That's to say I deny the Trinity. Just to put on record, I believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the Trinity. You know what I said? I said, there's not a lot of churches. There's one church. I said, bring me before the whole church. Bring me before the church. I'm saying it public to the world right now.
No, you're not saying it public to the world. There's 15 people. There's 15 people. Hey, where? The time for you to say it in public was when Erin Burnett asked you the question. That's when it was your moment in time to man up. To man up. But you made excuses. You told us that you had mud all over you. That you went to the spa and you got mud put on your face. You got a mud patty. That's what you were telling us. Oh, yeah. Some have called me muddy authenticity. And I accept that. I accept it. Well, whether you accept it or not, you are muddy authenticity. You're a sow who loves to wallow in the Maya.
Just to say I deny the Trinity, just to put on record, I believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the Trinity. You know what I said? I said, there's not a lot of churches. There's one church. I said, bring me before the whole church. Bring me before the church. I'm saying it public to the world right now. Your convention's coming up. Bring me to the church. Judge me. If I'm a heretic, you have to excommunicate me according to the word.
No, we don't. And let's go to the word. Let's go to Titus chapter 3, verse 10. Let's go to Titus chapter 3, verse 10, you moron. It says, a man that is a heretic, after the first admonition, reject. It doesn't say excommunicate. It says reject. It means have nothing to do with them, to avoid them. Avoid them like the plague. Avoid them like the coronavirus. That's what it means. Avoid them. And the reason why you avoid them is because they were never part of the church. They're infiltrators. They're like a disease. Coronavirus is not something common to the human race. Coronavirus is something that has infiltrated and it's plaguing the human race. But it's not something common to the human race. The same way we're to reject Paul White. It doesn't say excommunicate. It says just avoid them. Have nothing to do with them. Not excommunicate them. She's not part of the church. She's not, listen, Paula White is not part of any academic theological circle. Paula White doesn't know what a seminary library looks like. Paula White does not know what a Bible college library looks like. She's not a seminarian. She's not a college graduate. She's a moron. So you don't excommunicate her from the halls of academia, and you certainly don't excommunicate her from the church because she's a member of the apostate church. She's a member of the harlot church. That's why in the last broadcast I showed you how she's over there speaking for Miss Sun Young Moon. She's speaking for the widow of Sun Young Moon, who claims to be the only begotten daughter of God. She's a heretic. We don't have to go through a lengthy process of excommunicate, because if we do that, then we would have to admit that she was at one time really part of the church. And Paula White has never been part of the church. As Jude says, they have crept in unawares. Paula White was never part. If we excommunicate her, we're saying, oh, she was really part of the church and we just got to give her. No. No, we can't give her that credit. She's not a daughter of God. She's a daughter of Belial. She's a demon seed. This is why you don't excommunicate her. You just reject her. Avoid her. Just call her stupid and get out of here. We have nothing to do with you. You're a nut. Get lost. We're not going to give you the time of day. We're not going to waste our time with you. We just avoid you. We don't give you any credence.
You know what I said? I said, there's not a lot of churches. There's one church. I said, bring me before the whole church.
Who cares what you say? You're stupid. You're a moron. Who cares what you say? Who cares? Nobody cares. You think anyone over there at Westminster Seminary is paying any mind to you when you ask them for a first fruits offering, when you ask, and listen, saints, send me 1 month's salary. You think anyone at Westminster Seminary is giving you the time of day? No one over there is giving you the time of day. You're a moron. That's what you are. To bring you before the church is to give you validation. You get no validation.
Bring me before the church. I'm saying it public to the world right now. Your convention's coming up. Bring me to the church. Judge me. If I'm a heretic, you have to excommunicate me according to the word.
I just show you the word. It's the only place where the word heretic appears. It's the only place. And it doesn't say excommunicate you. It says avoid you. Reject. Knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of herself. Don't get yourself dirty. Why are you gonna fool around? Why are you gonna fool around with a pig that's full of mud? Why? Is a pig a sheep? No. We only excommunicate sheep. We don't excommunicate dogs, and we don't excommunicate pigs. They're not part of the fold. They're not part of the flock.
Not you've got to deal with the person that called me one because he's brought division within the body of Christ.
He didn't bring division. He brought clarity. He didn't bring division. He challenged you. And when you had a chance to challenge him back, when you had a chance, an opportunity, a prime, a golden opportunity to put him in his place, you started to say, he's right. I got mud all over me. Look, I got mud in my ears. Look, I got mud. That's what she said. They call me muddy authenticity. That's how retarded she is. She is making the man's argument. Listen, she's so retarded. They call me muddy authenticity.
Y'all on like this, like you're scared, like you want to hide out at City of Destiny. I'm not hiding out at City of Destiny. I am the Church of Jesus Christ. I am the Bride of Christ.
The Bride of Christ? You're a harlot. You're a skank. You're a floozy. You're the queen. Listen, listen. We would be giving you too much kudos if we called you the queen of the silver dollar. You're the queen of the wooden nickel. You're not even at that level of the silver dollar. You're the queen of the wooden nickel.
I'm the Bride of Christ. I'm the Bride of Christ in Africa, in South America, in Washington, D.C., in the White House.
Ooh, she's the Bride of Christ in the White House. Ooh. Listen, she's a heretic. That's what we left off. That's what we left off, and I wanted to do this because it's been a couple of days now since we've gotten together. So now, why should Bradley Knight rebuke his mama today? Why should Bradley Knight rebuke his mama today? Why? Why? Well, first and foremost, he should rebuke his mama if he was a phenom. Remember, this is all predicated upon the fact that Paula White claims that her son is something phenomenal. Her son is something special. Something that only comes around once every 200 to 300 years. He's a phenom. He's the new Augustine of the church. He's the new Chrysostom of the church. He's the new golden mouth of the church. That's what his mother claimed. He's a phenom. Well, if he was, he would have rebuked his mama the same way that phenomenal donkey rebuked the false prophet Balaam. But Bradley is no phenom because, as my friend sent me today an audio, she said, this kid is boring. He's no phenom. I told you, he puts me to sleep. He puts me to sleep. Bradley Knight, when you listen to him, he is so boring and so stupid. So now, why should Bradley Knight rebuke his mother? Well, he should rebuke her because she's going around having people call her Dr. Paula White. Dr. Paula White. When did Paula White ever graduate from college? Can somebody tell me out there, when did Paula White graduate from college? It's a sad thing that Lieutenant Columbo is dead. You know the guy who did the show, Peter Falk? Lieutenant, if he was alive today, I would hire Lieutenant Columbo to get down to the bottom of things and tell us where Paula White got her doctorate. Paula White lies about everything. She lies. Bradley should have rebuked his mother because she's a pulpit floozy. Bradley should have rebuked his mother because she's a serial fleecer. Bradley should have rebuked his mother because she's a certified heretic. And Bradley should rebuke his mother because she's a false doctor. She's a bogus doctor. She has no doctorate. Not even honorary. Not even honorary. Here is T.D. Jakes and Sarita Jakes, T.D. Jakes' wife, introducing Paula White as Dr. Paula White. Listen to this. So many, many years ago, almost a decade ago, people were referring to Paula White as Dr. Paula White. Listen to this.
The other thing I'm excited about tonight and really, really, really glad to have is this tremendous woman of God who I feel silly trying to introduce her because everybody in the world knows her. If you don't know who this woman is.
This was September the 1st, 2011. September the 1st. This was a few days before 9/11. September 1st, 2011. Again, here is T.D. Jakes and Sarita Jakes telling the world how wonderful, how glorious Paula White is. Dr. Paula White.
The other thing I'm excited about tonight and really, really, really glad to have is this tremendous woman of God who I feel silly trying to introduce her because everybody in the world knows her. If you don't know who this woman is, you don't have a TV. You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a computer. You haven't been anywhere. She is a pastor extraordinaire. She is a life coach. She is an author in her own rights. She is a woman of integrity that God is using in a very, very unique way, not only in Church Without Walls there in Tampa, Florida, but
which, by the way, went bankrupt, which, by the way, was bulldozed, which, by the way, went belly up. None of that exists. This is all lies. And T.D. Jakes today has nothing to do with Paula White. Nothing.
But throughout America and around the world, would you welcome Dr. Paula White? We are glad Dr. Paula White, we are good. And around the world, would you welcome Dr. Paula White? Around the world, would you welcome Dr. Paula White? We are glad.
Dr. Paula White. Does anybody in the White House know that she's Dr. Paula White? Does anybody? I mean, I'm pretty sure she had to submit a resume to get the job she has now. Someone at the White House had to vet her. T.D. Jakes called a Dr. Paul. Is there anything, I mean, is there anything on public record that Paula White has a doctorate? Is that part of her application at the White House? I mean, did she fill out an application? Is there an application on record? Can it be viewed by the public? Dr. Paula White, what school did she go to? What diploma mill did she go to? Listen, even if she went to diploma, at least show me the diploma from the diploma mill. Show me that. Where did you go? If you went to a diploma mill, okay. You went to a diploma mill. Okay, but show me the diploma. Give us the name of the school. There is none. Now, that was in 2011. 2011. All right. 2011. All right. Now, recently, she was at Rodney Howard Brown's church. She was there on March the 7th, 2020. March 7th, 2020. No, I'm sorry. That date is wrong. That date is wrong. Recently, last year, sometime last year, she was at Ronnie Howard. In 2019, she was at Ronnie Howard Brown's church for his Vision 2019. whenever that was, Vision 2019. Now, here he is, and notice how he introduces her.
Come, would you come? Welcome, Dr. Paula White, as she comes.
Welcome, Dr. Paula White. Really? Really? You know, I've been watching the news every day, and Donald Trump is surrounded by doctors. You know, with this coronavirus thing, Donald Trump is surrounded by all kinds of doctors. Doctors with political degrees, not with medical degrees, but there are people in Trump's cabinet that have degrees in political science. There are people in Trump's cabinet that have doctorates in economics, because there's different kinds of doctorates. And then, of course, because of the coronavirus, he's really surrounded by people who have medical degrees, like Ben Carson. Ben Carson is Dr. Ben Carson. So when she has no doctorate. But here Rodney Howard Brown says, will you welcome Dr. Paula White? Can somebody tell us where she got a doctorate?
Come, would you come? Welcome, Dr. Paula White, as she comes.
Welcome, Dr. Paula White. They all do it. They all call her doctor. So she should be rebuked for having a fake doctorate. And by fake, I mean it doesn't even exist. That's how fake it is. It's not even, I'm not talking about the fake, how fake it is because it came from a diploma mill. I'm talking about how fake it is because it doesn't even exist. Dr. Paula White. Wow. And pretty soon, I can guarantee you that some knucklehead like Jerry Falwell Jr. is going to give her an honorary doctorate. Oh, I can almost guarantee you that pretty soon someone, some illegitimate school is going to give her a doctorate. An honorary doctorate. We can almost guarantee it. So she's a fake doctor. But then also she's a fake apostle. Did you know she's a fake apostle? Did you know that? Okay. Let's look at this. Consider this. Here is Paula White. And this is her now. This is her own voice. She's telling the church, I'm your mother and I'm your apostle. Listen to this.
Mama's still apostle, still visionary, and I'm going to lay it out for you.
Mama is still the apostle. Mama is still the visionary. Did you hear that? This is Paula White at Without Walls Church. At Without Walls. To this again.
Mama's still apostle, still visionary, and I'm going to lay it out for you.
This is the church that went bankrupt. This is the church that went belly up. This is the church that was bulldozed. At that church, she was claiming to be mama, claiming to be apostle, claiming to be the visionary. So much for the vision. I mean, the place was bulldozed. Here it is again.
Mama's still apostle, still visionary, and I'm going to lay it out for you.
Mama's still the apostle. Mama's still the visionary. That's Paula White. Claiming to be what? An apostle. But here she is now accepting. Now, this is at the new church. This is at City of Destiny. And this is her accepting the title of apostle. Listen to this.
Sean and Liz and Luke. Greg, Elder, Norm, Brad and Ray, I need you to coordinate. So Lord told me specifically. Each person needs to go a day to their home, or they can bring them to the people's home. But I need, starting Monday, through the following Monday, every day to go pray over him. Will you accept that, Minister Greg? Everyone accept that? Hank? Okay. All right, Brad, I need you to do that one day. Okay, I'll do it with John. So we'll come anoint Luke for 7 days. The other thing that I need to... almost repent of. The Lord kind of gave me a rebuke, said, accept the title of apostle.
Oh, listen to that. the Lord rebuked me. You know, the Lord rebuked me because the Lord told me to, I keep pushing the title of apostle aside. I really don't want to use it. And the Lord rebuked me and says, you need to use your title of apostle. Here it is.
All right, Brad, I need you to do that one day. Okay, I'll do it with John. So we'll come and we'll for 7 days. The other thing that I need to almost repent of, the Lord.
Oh, I need to repent. I need to repent.
He kind of gave me a rebuke, said accept the title of apostle.
Oh, the Lord gave me a rebuke because I'm rejecting the title of apostle. I'm really an apostle. And I need to repent because I don't want to use it. But the Lord rebuked me. The Lord says, oh, no, you need to use that title. Is this woman a liar or what? She's a liar. She's no apostle.
Hank? Okay. All right, Brad, I need you to do that one day. Okay, I'll do it with John. So we'll come and we'll for 7 days. The other thing that I need to almost repent of, the Lord kind of gave me a rebuke, said accept the title of apostle. So I just get hung up on titles and stuff. So it is what it is. It's what I function in. So I won't reject anything, Mother Cooley. I'm too scared of the Lord. So amen. So you can't function in something and not, it's like not wear the garment. It is what it is. Amen. So amen. What an exciting day.
I don't want to offend the Lord. I don't want to get spanked by Jesus. So I'm gonna use the title of apostle. Well, it says here in Revelation chapter 2, this is Jesus speaking to the church of Ephesus. He says, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how you cannot bear them which are evil. Just like we can't bear Paula White. Then Jesus goes on to say, and you have tried them which say that they are apostles and are not. And you have discovered by putting them through the test that they are liars. Now, why hasn't Bradley rebuked his mother for going around calling herself a doctor when she's not? And why hasn't Bradley rebuked his mother for calling herself an apostle when she is not? Why hasn't Bradley rebuked her? I'm going to tell you why. He's no phenom. He's just a regular donkey. He's just a stupid, asinine, moronic, ignoramus of a donkey. Because had he been a phenom, had he been everything his mother claims he is, he would have rebuked her and put her in her place. But he hasn't. So that just lets you know, my dear brothers and sisters, that Bradley is just a chip off the old block. Bradley is just like his mama. Just like his mama. Because the retarded apple doesn't fall too far from the retarded tree. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to be back tomorrow because I'm going to continue with Bradley tomorrow, but I'm going in a different direction because in this first part, we talked about Bradley being a phenom. Starting tomorrow, I want to talk about Bradley being a spirit-led phenomenon, how he is not a spirit-led, Holy Ghost led, revelation revealing, leading voice in the church. We want to talk about Bradley's doctrine starting tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, we're going to focus on Bradley's audio, Bradley's teachings, Bradley's sermon. Now we shift to phase number two. Now we begin to put Bradley's words under the microscope of Scripture. Tune in tomorrow for the first part in this new series. God bless you, saints.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La, 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 has got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer can, I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, la, la. Around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance, da, 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 da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings you to Charil, hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la. Hey, Dominic, buona Natale.
It's on, 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 it's on.